Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Too high, you know. I knew, going into it, I saw coverage right away, and I just had to get to the spot where the throw was going to be made. I didn't want to get pushed too wide and lose leverage on the safety, and Jay made a great throw. I just had to go get it, and after that, I went unconscious. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that instincts kind of take over. I really didn't have time to go with two. He put some juice on it, and I had to just go get it with one, and thankfully pulled it down, made the play when it was needed.
Yes, been in games like this, yeah.
We've had a couple frustrating weeks. Haven't finished the way we want. Offensively, didn't close out a couple 4-minute drives. You know, defensively, special teams wise, it's all a collective game, and for it to come together now and really finish, because that's been the talk. We've been preaching it. Finish on offense, did that. Defense, got to finish a 2-minute drill, did that. So, you know, it's fulfilling for that to work out. You know, we've been working on it, and to see it come to light tonight on this stage was good.
Is that the best catch you ever made?
Yeah. It's up there. I had a couple back in Jacksonville that were all right, but that here on this stage, Monday Night Football, in that moment, I think it tops the list. A lot. Yeah, I was telling them earlier. It's one of those things where you see it coming. It's coming so fast. I couldn't get two up. I couldn't get two hands to go get it. I had to go with one. You know, thank God that I was able to pluck it. It's been a long, 3 years. I think coming into this, there was over like almost 1,400 days or something, 1,200 days before I'd played in a regular season game. Injuries stacked up. 11 was on IR. 2012 was on IR. 13, get injury waived. And then last year here in Chicago, have the Liz Frank injury in preseason. So, those 3 years were a grind, but I love this game. I love what comes with it, the friendships, the family life in the locker room, and that's what kind of drives me to keep going and keep working through all those things. It's just fulfilling that I get an opportunity to play and continue my career.
You mentioned it being frustrating the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What coming into this game, what makes you guys feel that you can get it done?
It's the mentality of everybody in the locker room, That's a great group of guys that just don't give up. We've had some unfortunate breaks that we got to overcome. We had some tonight. We don't play perfect football. Anyone hardly does, but the good teams know how to fight through that. We did it tonight. We were able to sneak out of here with the win. It's just making the plays when the plays are needed.
When that ball left Jay's hand, you think you had a chance for it, or was it a long shot?
Say that again.
When the ball left Jay's hand, you think you had a chance for it?
Oh man, you don't even have time to think. It's just initially I really didn't know if I could get to it because he had so much juice on it, and I just had to get there. That's why I had to go with one and kind of extend to get it. But thankfully, we come out on top on that.
You guys talk afterward about what did he say, Jake?
He just said he's proud of me battling back, and I told him thank you for believing in me and giving me that opportunity. So. He knows what I've been through, and I know the type of guy he is. So for him to trust me in that situation is good.
On the pre-snap look, did you know you probably come in here with? Or
yeah, I mean, I knew that it's a good look for that. It's just you never know where the ball's going to go. But I knew going into that with their two high safeties, I had a good chance of getting it. And the thing is, if I got pushed too wide by that linebacker, I'd have lost leverage, and it's kind of tough to get there. Which he was trying to wall me off, but I had to sneak by him. And was able to get back, on the inside of the safety and get leverage on him.